Well, it's just great to have Bill Murphy back with us from the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, got it, Chris Powell, giving us hope that things are going to turn around. You had some interesting thoughts on what might be unfolding here.
Well, Chris, thanks for having me back. But yeah, I've been writing for months in my commentary. My opinion, it's just a hunch, but I've been consistent with it for months, that since this raid of June 15th, which was so obvious and blatant, that the gold cartel has gone in action to enact an endgame in the sense of they've made it to get out of their short positions as much as possible. And they made it so easy to trade from the short side with only one little rally in gold that the specs have made a lot of money on the short side. They're getting shorter and shorter. None of the normal things have worked that other people have talked about, the commitment of traders report and the commercials and all this stuff, and the commercials being long silver for the first time in maybe, I don't know, 17, 18 years. Nothing's meant anything. It's just been straight down, especially silver, in which the gold-silver ratio has gone, 84.5. It went right to 84.5. My thinking, Chris, is and they're doing this to get out of their short positions, and it's going to lead to some spectacular moves on the upside this fall. And if that is correct, and it may not be, the moves have to be dramatic because they can't go back and start selling to do at least a lot of selling like they always do when the specs cover. You've got to get some violent moves for this to play out. But this has been in my talking point for months now, and it's playing out that way.
Anywhere near 80 to 85 on the gold to silver ratio. If I had any extra dineros left in my piggy bank and I couldn't afford the metal, I would look at leaps, you know, those long-term equity 2-year out leaps. You could get just slightly out of the money calls on silver, the ETF, SLV.
You're right. The risk reward in silver is the best of probably all time, even at the very bottom, because I think this price, when this end game is done, if I'm correct, silver's on its way to 100 and is going to get there faster than anybody can think.
You know, there's a disconnect, obviously, between our favorites, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and the traditional commodities sector. Is this just the doldrums, Bill Murphy, ahead of the holiday festivities where they tend to accumulate the metal?
You know, my subject, but I'm going back to the gold cartel again. On the move down since the middle of June, it was a total disconnect also with the dollar. At one point just last week, the dollar hadn't changed at all, and gold was, you know, $100, nearly $100, you know, off its high when it broke down. It wasn't as high, but when it broke down at 1304. So there's disconnects all over the place, and that goes back to my end game analysis of what's going on. So, and then, of course, with other assets doing so well and gold and silver doing so poorly, it's just natural for people just to, you know, give up the ghost. But I don't think they should, but it's understandable.
Because of the short-term trading mentality that seems to be so prevalent today. But I think longer-term, if we look at this tariff situation, I mean, obviously that's inflationary, but these are serious taxes. You know, we have the Fed probably wrapping up its rate hiking schedule as soon as early summer of next year. That'll be the end. Maybe two more rate hikes next year. That's roughly 6 months from December. The markets, I think, are going to start discounting the rate hiking cycle, which should just light a fire under the precious metals. So add the holiday season buying, January effect, Fed wrapping up probably mid-2019 at the latest. You know, we've got the flattening of the yield curve, all of which bodes well, I think, for gold and especially silver. So one interesting bit of topicality here. Argentina now, the latest to show some signs of runaway inflation. We've all heard of Venezuela's 1,000,000% on the bolivar. Well, the peso, the Argentine peso, interest rates to 60% today as its peso plunges just like the bolivar was doing over the past few years. Is this systemic? I mean, is this just once they open Pandora's box, it just spreads from country to country?
Well, it's hard to say. Remember, it's Zimbabwe. You remember way back when that didn't mean anything except for Zimbabwe. But certainly the emerging countries have some issues, and it's starting to feed on itself a little bit, like you mentioned. And it would take a while, I think, to have any effect here, but all of a sudden it could affect financial markets and create some serious crises. I mean, they're already serious if you live in some of these countries. Eventually, it's going to bring the investing world back to gold and silver. So it can only be a big asset for the precious metals down the road.
We just read today from Gata.org that President Nicolas Maduro and First Lady Cilia Flores are talking about a gold-backed certificate to crush the current hyperinflation. You couldn't ask for anything more appropriate, and they want personal savings to be, you know, returned and see their economy turn around. And to do that, you can't have prices changing five times a day. People don't know what's going on. They're afraid to save because, you know, what do you save in?
Well, you're absolutely right. It can only be a big positive. And again, it's going back to what's lasted throughout time and a sense of security and where to feel safe with your funds. And right now in the United States, you know, we've gone a long period of time here with the stock market going up and up and up. As I mentioned earlier, other assets, fear has really evaporated. All of a sudden, that fear comes back and things can change dramatically and quickly. And again, going back to the end game scenario, I think that the bad guys, the gold cartel, know what is coming, and they're taking measures, took it this summer, to get out of a lot of their positions, and they're still doing it.
But ultimately, it still sounds a little bit more like a paper money scheme, because where is the gold held?
I just feel very comfortable that we're getting set up for something dramatic in gold and silver, and this has been a real struggle and really tedious to deal with all summer long, but again, I'll finish up with what I mentioned throughout this commentary, that I believe this is an end game in process. When they're finished, look out to what's coming for gold and silver on the upside this fall.
And maybe we should qualify where those funds are going to flow from. Last week, we had a longtime friend of the show, Nick Barashev, on. He's from a BMG Bullion Management Group. Of course, they store with Brinks a huge amount of yellow metal for investors. And of course, the author of $10,000 Gold, he raises some points noting there's such a tiny sliver, not even fraction, of the world's wealth, $300 trillion in global bonds and stocks, for instance, less than $1.8 trillion in gold. Just the slightest change in mentality in our thinking process, in groupthink, away from the risk-on trade, if you will, to the more conservative, safe haven-like assets, could ignite gold and silver similar to Bitcoin in 2018, which was a 20x in 12 months.
Well, I've mentioned it before, Chris. That's what I think is coming for silver. It's going to, once it gets above 21, it's going to trade in very volatile fashion the upside and get to 100 much faster than people can think. So there'll be a lot of excitement and fun coming back into our sector and a lot of money to be made.
You can really, I think, look all over the globe and start to see that even in the periphery, things are starting to unwind. And at some point, maybe just a touch of insurance might not be such a bad idea.
Today is the seventh year anniversary of the gold making its top in September of 2011, the day after Labor Day. So it'd be an appropriate time.
Contact information, please, from Gata and La Metropole.
www.gata.org does a great job. And I've been doing La Metropole Cafe now for exactly 20 years. People can sign up for a two-week free trial to see it is of interest.
All right, Bill Murphy, let's look forward to better times in 2019.
Chris, thank you.